The 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light.
Jesus has been talking for some time to a crowd of people in Capernaum. He concludes by praising the goodness of the children of the village, who will not be punished like those who misuse his gifts. Looking up to the sky, which is darkening with the dusk, he exclaims, I thank you, Father of heaven and earth, because you have concealed these things from wise and learned people, and you have disclosed them to the humble, because that is what pleases you. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. Nobody knows him but the Son and those to whom the Son has revealed it. And I have revealed it to the little ones, to the humble and to the pure, because God gives himself to them and the truth descends like seed on free soil. The Father pours his light on this seed that it may take root and grow. Truly, the Father prepares these souls of children by age or of children by will, so they may know the truth and so I may rejoice in their faith. A little while later, Jesus speaks to his apostles of a doctrine which frees people from their sorrow and pain, replacing these troubles with God's comfort and virtues and preparing them for paradise. Why, men, he says, do you wish to be fatigued, desolate, tired, disgusted, desperate, when you can be relieved and consoled? Why do you wish, too, my apostles, to feel the fatigue, the difficulty, the severity of your mission, whereas with the reliance of a child, you could have cheerful zeal and bright aptitude to accomplish it, and you could realize and perceive that it is severe only for the unrepentant who do not know God, whilst for its believers it is like a mother who supports her child on his way, pointing out to his uncertain steps stones and thorns, nests of snakes and ditches. In this way he may identify them and thus avoid danger. Come to me, you apostles, and come to me, all men who suffer through material, moral, and spiritual sorrows. These last ones are caused by the fact that you cannot sanctify yourselves as you would like for the love of God, with promptitude and without returning to evil. The way of sanctification is long and mysterious, and sometimes it is covered, unknown to the walker, who proceeds through darkness with a taste of poison in his mouth. He thinks that he is not proceeding and is not drinking a celestial liquid, and he does not realize that such spiritual blindness is an element of perfection. Blessed, three times blessed, are those who continue to proceed without the enjoyment of light and kindness. They do not surrender when they see or hear nothing, and they do not stop, saying, I will not proceed until God grants me some delight. I tell you, the darkest road will suddenly become the best lit one, opening onto celestial landscapes. And the poison, after removing all relish for human things, will change into heavenly sweetness for those brave believers who, quite astonished, will exclaim, "Why all this? Why so much kindness and joy to me?" Because they have persevered, and God will let them enjoy on the earth what heaven is. But in the meantime, come to me, all you who are fatigued and tired, you apostles, and with you all who seek God, who weep because of the sorrows of the world, who have become exhausted in their loneliness, and I will restore you. Take my yoke upon you. It is not heavy. It is a support. Embrace my doctrine as you would embrace a beloved bride. Imitate your master, who does not confine himself to blessing it, but does what it teaches. Learn from me, who am meek and humble-hearted. You will find rest for your souls, because meekness and humility grant the kingdom both on the earth and in heaven. I have already told you that the truly triumphant are those who conquer by love, and love is always meek and humble. I would never ask you to do things that are beyond your strength, because I love you and I want you with me in my kingdom. Take therefore my insignia and my uniform and strive to be like me and as my doctrine teaches. Do not be afraid, because my yoke is sweet and its weight is light, whereas the glory that you will enjoy if you are faithful to me is infinitely powerful, infinite and eternal. Shortly before he ascends into heaven, Jesus says to his apostles, "Be at peace, knowing that I am always ready to help you with your crosses. I will be with you in the work of your ministry and in the hours of persecutions. And you will not perish, you will not succumb, even if those who see with the eyes of the world think so. You will be oppressed, grieved, tired and tortured. But my joy will be in you, because I will help you in everything. I truly tell you that when you have the love as a friend, you will understand that everything suffered and lived for my love becomes light, even if it is a heavy torture of the world. Because for him who clothes all his actions, whether they are voluntary or imposed, with love the yoke of life and of the world, changes into a yoke given to him by God, by me. And I repeat to you that my load is always proportional to your strength, and my yoke is light because I help you to carry it."